But the funny thing is referring to east that much. You remember that in Persian language, Arab word, this all this we're talking about, the hikmat, the knowledge and all that, we name it Ishraq. Ishraq is the label of this kind of thinking. Means the moment that the sun will rise from the horizon of your heart and your heart brights out. That's Ishraq. So he's referring to that when the sun came, blah, 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 from east, that sun will come and the stars will be burned out. Means the truth will be unveiled to you in this way of thinking. The king, of course, is waiting for the promise, and a fellow will show up. This fellow is Fazel and Pourmaye. Okay, he's excellent and worshipful, but that doesn't do, I don't know the word that does, doesn't matter, the second part will show it to you. Sun, a sun in a shadow. How could it be? A sun in a shadow. You all understand what I'm saying, right? And somehow you know that this can never, ever exist. Not only in existence, even in your dream. Right? So where does that exist?
Imagination.
Imagination. This is the next field. That's something that even in your dream, it doesn't happen. But in your imagination, you see it happened. This is where the next field starts.
You're saying the sun in a shadow? In, like I am?
In the shadow, yes. No. A sun at the heart and the center of the shadow. That's how the wording in Persian is. Miyan, which means the center and within. So the sun within the shadow. In the center of the shadow. We'll come back to that later. You will see that this body is a shadow and the sun is in it, and that sun will come up. We'll come to all this later. These couple of first sessions, I'm trying to give you the key words that whenever we come back to it, you will come back to these notes and we'll realize the depth of the meaning in this language. You will come back and read it again and again.
Which part is it? The one, the sun, with the shadow?
Aftabi darmiyane sawye. Aftab means the sun. Darmiyan means in the center or in within. Sawye is shadow.
So he's
sawye is shadow.
So he's not using shams here for the sun. He's
nope.
Using another word.
Aftab.
Aftab.
Aftab, if I go there, then it's too complicated, because Aftab, in Persian we have Aftab, we have Khurshid. Aftab is the referring to the quality of radiating the light. That's tabandagi in it.
And he's not using khayal for shadow?
Pardon me?
He's not using khayal for shadow?
No.
Because the word khayal is in the same line as well. And khayal is another, in Arabic. Shadow, we also use khayal for shadow?
No, we'll see. Explanation is a little bit different. Wait. Now suddenly, he will change the picture. That from far, it was like a hilal. It looked like the first moon, which is crescent. Almost invisible, the crescent. Nis budo hast bar shekl khiyal. It didn't exist, and it existed in the form of khiyal. Means this fellow I told you, which was a sun within the shadow, From far, it looked like a cross. Existing and non-existing in the form of Khiyam. This is how he emphasizes from the dream we are going in Khiyar, and this is what's happening in Khiyar. That fellow who is coming in a way that first of all is contradictory, illogical, sunk in the shadow. Secondly, because it is far, it looks like a crest, which is, by that I mean, existed and non-existed at the same time, in like the form of imagination, khiyam. Then it's clear the explanation means vash bashat khiyalam dar jahan. تو جهانی در خیابی بی روان نیست. وش means that وش is something added to any word in Persian, we say something look like. It looked like nothingness or non-existence. خیال is like that. This universe looks like it doesn't exist. But look at all universe which is running on the basis of this khiyam. Here we have some difficulties with that word raban. That raban is a very critical word in Persian language.
Raban.
First of all, raban to Yaman means the soul, the spirit. But literally it means something that is walking, is moving.
Or flowing. Have you said flowing before?
Flowing. Mainly it's referred to the flow of the water. No, even if somebody is walking, he is Ravan. Because ro means walk, get out, go. The verb is raftan. Raban means walking or moving or flow of the water. Okay. Now you should see the universe walking or flowing on the water of khiyal. Which universe is that? No, the universe we are supposed to talk about. Remember? There was some state of being, not a state of mind, some state of being that we knew that we are not there and Rumi is there. And we begged him to be taught. What was that? Joy, happiness, you remember? They went to him and said, you are joyful, we are not, teach us. He said, okay, that was hard. The state of feeling, passion, all that. This is what he's describing, right? He said, listen, friends, this is what there is in our state of now being and feeling, that word hard. Here you see that word, that universe is running on this river, Khiyar.